This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Once again, we are joined, as we are every Friday, by NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. He gives us his take on the week's news and on the news that may be made over the weekend. Hi, Juan. Where are you?
I'm in Pennsylvania, Madeline, because it's the epicenter, if you will, of American politics this weekend. John Kerry is coming here. In fact, he's going to have an event at the University of Pittsburgh with Bon Jovi, your favorite, Madeline. And then Dick Cheney, the vice president, is coming in for a National Rifle Association convention this weekend. And there's going to be lots of fundraising by Kerry over in Philadelphia. He's going to be joined by the governor. All of this is in search of the 21 electoral votes that Pennsylvania represents and make Pennsylvania and Ohio possibly the linchpin in terms of who wins the 2004 race.
And Pennsylvania is still up for grabs?
Absolutely. Big time, as Dick Cheney would say. Up for grabs, because last time it just barely went for Gore, and then everything tilted down to Florida and all those hanging chads. But this time around, I think the sense is that Pennsylvania is in the balance. In fact, Senator Rick Santorum, to try to counterbalance the Kerry-Bon Jovi axis this weekend, is having his own little Republican shindig in advance of Vice President Cheney's arrival tomorrow for the NRA convention.
Now, are they going to be talking about jobs, the economy, that kind of bread-and-butter issue there in Pennsylvania, or will they also be talking about Iraq?
They're talking both issues. In a sense, they're competing. I mean, if you talk about jobs, and of course, loss of manufacturing jobs, they're also talking about the war, because if people vote on the basis of the economy, they're much more likely to vote for the Democrat Kerry. But if they vote in terms of the war and the war on terror issue, they're much more likely to go towards the incumbent, the Republican President Bush. President Bush, in his news conference on Tuesday, expressed resolve to stay the course, but the contrary theme is coming from John Kerry, who is going to be going more on the air with ads, even as Bush is pulling back. And what he's going to be saying and defining himself is saying, you know, we made some wrong decisions. It's not a wrong decision to go after the terrorists, but we should have done so with a greater number of allies, greater strength, and a sense of international cooperation from NATO and other military forces, so that we would have a stronger front and we wouldn't have to be suffering so many American deaths.
And it seems that the Bush administration is starting to go down that road, going to the United Nations.
Absolutely. I think one of the big news stories, and you're going to see this more play out over the weekend, because Kerry is going to be on Meet the Press on NBC, but you're also going to have international leaders like Tony Blair is going to be on ABC this Sunday, Jose Maria Aznar, the outgoing Prime Minister of Spain, who was defeated largely over the Kerry issue, is going to be on Fox. And I think one of the things they're going to discuss is how now the United States, for the first time, is saying, let the United Nations handle the civilian side of Iraq. They're no longer going to have this U.S.-chosen Iraqi Governing Council of 25. Instead, there's going to be a U.N.-selected transition group that then will, of course, lead to an election in Iraq and a new Iraqi constitution. And the U.S. will be pulling back from that front, so they won't be as involved in the politics of Iraq anymore. And that discussion about how Iraq was handled in the past and the sudden shifts in terms of the Bush administration policy is going to be the heart and soul of what you hear on Sunday morning TV this weekend.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams in Pennsylvania. Thanks a lot, Juan.
Always a